So, for the last couple of weeks that I've been on the talking, I've been talking about Pound, All Lives Should Matter. And I think if anyone who was here last week, I went through that. I'm not going to go through all of that, but I very quickly didn't get to part of what I thought All Lives Matter was, which is nature, the animals, the trees, the grass, and that's what we'll be talking about. So the name of the talk is Nature is in Heaven. And I got this from an Emily Dickinson poem, of which I will read right now. Nature is what we see is the name of the, Nature is what we see is the name of it. Nature is what we see. The hill, the afternoon, squirrel, eclipse, the bumblebee. Nay, nature's heaven. Nature is what we hear. The babbling brook, the sea, the thunder, the cricket. Nay, nature is harmony. Nature is what we know, yet have no art to say. So important our wisdom is to her simplicity. So I took out nature is heaven from that. Because truly, nature is a symbol and is a living sign of what heaven should be here on earth. It is nature that most of us go to when we're down. It is Mother Earth that takes the earth energies, the negative energies, and replaces them with its love, with its green, with its flowers. I must say, I don't place in the daily words. Our church assistant puts them in. So I didn't read the daily word. And to my pleasure, and by synchronicity, was it the garden. Mm-hmm. That's how wonderful God is, and a synchronistic component for our picnic. For our church in the park, we had that. I think this poem really talks about simplicity. That nature is so simple, and in lives that we live that are so complex, that are so filled with fear, that coming back to nature is a sign of joy, is a sign of miracles, is a sign of abundance. And so, as we feel ourselves in disharmony, and that was way back then when she wrote that, it still is apropos for today. That anytime we feel out of harmony, when we find ourselves in the city, in the offices, in the cubicles, one of the reasons why it is so great to just get out is because nature pulls all the energy and the confusion out of you. And the simple act of looking at a leaf, looking at a flower, looking at a so-called weed, can bring so much joy. Because even in that simplicity, if you look at a flower, I mean, really take the time, in the times that you're struggling, just to look at the flower. That simple act shows the greatness of the simplicity and the complex. I invite you to come and look at the flowers after the talk. And study them. Study that just isn't a red or a yellow flower. Check out the nuances of colors. Check out what seems to be so simple actually is glorious in its complexity. Allow the flowers, allow the grass, allow everything to be your own meditation. Allow nature to become your heaven. I want to talk about Genesis. I think mankind has taken this verse from Genesis in the wrong way. It's Genesis 1:26. Then God said, "Let us make humankind in our imaging, according to our likeness, and let them have dominion over the fish of the sea, and over the birds of the air, and over the cattle," and so on and so forth. And dominion, yes, if you read the definition of it, does mean power. Does taking control over something. But not in the way that we have done it, in taking control and in destroying the earth. The root of the word, the Greek word for dominion is kratos. And the root of that is to perfect, complete. So if you think about it from its root, it is not taking a dominion over it, taking the power of this earth just for our own needs. It is there to take proper care of, to nurture it. And I think that the Bible amends that sentiment from the second creation story, where in the second Genesis, 2:15, it says, "The Lord God took the man and put him in the garden of Eden to till and keep it." To till and keep the land, not to destroy it, not to take it, man, female, animal, bird, insects, just for our greed. But we are set on it to be a service to the land. Yes, all animals and insects eat off the land. And I'm sorry, vegetarians, off of one another, not humans. That's kidding. Nah. But there is a hierarchy. And that is how it is. And that is all right. That is the way the world is made. But it isn't to just destroy. Consume and overconsume just because we can. That's taking advantage of the power that we have been given. And it is us, humankind, who have taken the Garden of Eden and have turned it into something else. So I take this day in the park, I take advantage of this day in the park, as we're out in nature, in the trees, not in the heat, and as we are here to enjoy the fruits of the land that we have prepared together and that the land has prepared. I'm thinking about Jack Broad grapes. To really be thankful for what the earth gives, and more so to give back to the earth. Give back to the animals, to the insects. And this might be a little bit of my Buddhism coming in, but to be careful where you step. Now, I know that there are times that I have accidentally killed some animals, but I personally, if there's an insect in my house, I do my best to capture it and set it free, not to just smack it. Even the flies and the gnats that irritate me, that for some reason, the more I get irritated, the more they buzz around me. I actually ask them to usher themselves out. And I ask them, yes, because I'm a little woo-woo. But most importantly, as unity teaches, we find that we are one. That we are one in this universe. You know, science is showing us that we are one. In the 1980 series, Carl Sagan had the Cosmos series for PBS. In that series, he said, "We are a way for the universe to know itself. Some part of our being knows this is where we came from. And that's why we long to return. And we can, because the cosmos is also within us. We are made of star stuff." I don't know about you, I love that. But I think there's some scientific minds who really want to know if that's true. It's a beautiful sentiment. Well, for you, I did do some research. And it is true that his statement sums up the fact that the carbon, nitrogen, and oxygen atoms in our body, as well as the atoms of all other heavy elements, were created in previous generations of stars over 4.5 billion years ago. Because humans and every other animal, as well as most of the matter on Earth, contain these elements, we are literally made of star stuff. We are literally all, not just humans, animals, and most of the elements of the land are made of star stuff. That's a quote from Chris Impey, professor of astronomy at the University of Arizona. So I can give you all the spiritual reasons why we should do it. I can give you all the moral reasons of doing it. And if you want to be selfish, I can give you the selfish reason, which is why I say we are all one. What we do to one another, we do to ourselves. What we do to the earth, what we do to the animals, we do to ourselves, because we are all made of the same substance. And if we believe that unity says, what unity says, that God is everywhere present, then God is in everything. And so as we enjoy this day, enjoy one another, enjoy the park and the land, remember that we are all one, and that we're all here to give and take and to support one another. I do believe that the earth is here to support us, and we are here, as the Bible says, to service it, not to destroy it, but to tend to it, to till the land. And what does tilling mean? To plow it, to work it, to nurture it, so that it can reap more. And the only way that we can have more is if we service and reap more to the land. So once you come and enjoy your day and you leave a little exhausted but happy and very full, when you go home, do not forget that truly we are all, 99.9% of everything of this earth, we are all made of the same stuff. We are no better than the grass, the trees, the animals. And our humanness and our ego will say, yes, we are. But the reality is we're all made of the same stuff. And that is why I say, until we all realize that all lives matter across the board, not just human lives, but the land, Mother Earth, and all of the things that are on it, that live on it. Until then, we have work to do. And when we realize that all these things do matter, then we can truly say, all lives matter. God bless you all.
Amen.
Namaste. Namaste.